Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 109, for Saturday, August 22nd, 2015, and part of the 2015 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. It's Saturday. Things have gone pretty well. It's later than I expected. Today, got away a couple times. Got up and got to the point where it looked like we needed to run some errands. Got to go and buy some school supplies with my wife, who's a teacher. And anybody who has any teachers in their life whatsoever realizes that teachers buy way more school supplies than any one individual student, because they literally almost always out of their own money buy tons of supplies to keep on hand in the classroom when kids show up and don't have the cow notebook or the ruler or the tape or whatever they were clearly told. And I realize, it's complicated situations with lots of kids, but teachers end up spending tons of money on supplies to just keep them in the room so that when kids show up without what they need, that they can still do their work. So, we went out today. School starts here in North Carolina for students on Monday. The teachers have been in teacher work day stuff for a week now. But school starts day after tomorrow, and she is now ready to, she's got her backup supplies to, hopefully take care of things. We'll probably make another run. Last year we made a just amazing run. It was at a Target, and it was about 2 weeks after school had started. So weekend, or I think it was 2 weekends after school had started. And so Target had put all the school supplies on back in the corner of the store, and they were on crazy markdown because at this point all the kids had bought everything, right? And I mean, they literally had notebooks and certain notebooks and stuff on 90 or 95% off. I think there was stuff that was that was 1/20th of the normal cost. I know there was stuff that was 90% off. I think there was stuff that was 95% off. And we ended up with an entire buggy full of school supplies. And there was another woman who turned out, she was also a teacher, that showed up, and she was also just filling up a buggy. It was crazy. But so hopefully that'll happen. I guess hopefully it'll be next weekend, because 2 weekends from now we'll be at Dragon Con. So we won't be doing that 2 weekends from now. So maybe it was a weekend after school started. But anyway, so we were out doing that this afternoon, got back, and my original plan when I got back was to run and then to do my podcast. But my phone, I have a Nexus 5. And I got a Nexus 5 a while ago. It's almost 2 years ago. Maybe it'll probably be 2 years ago in December. I think they came out in October and I got one in December. So anyway, it's a fairly old Nexus 5 and the battery is showing its age. We had been out. I had it off the charger in the morning. And we were out during the day, and my phone actually died while we were out. We got home 5 o'clock and my phone was dead. Battery is definitely just not holding a charge at all anymore. It's 5 or 6 hours and it goes from literally 100% to zero. And that doesn't even include necessarily a whole lot of me using the screen, and which is the majority of your battery usage. Now, the good news is, so I got home and when I run, I use my phone for both listening to podcasts and tracking my run with Runkeeper. Neither of those I could do. So I put my phone on the fastest charger that I have just to see, if it would be okay. But I kind of at that point had defaulted to, looks like I'll just do the podcast. But I put it around the house for 20 minutes or so, probably 30 minutes. And by the time I got back to the phone, it was charged up to 40% at least. Now, that sounds really great and the charger is good. But what in my opinion, that mainly means is this, this phone has such a low charge capacity at this point that this charger can charge it up to, you know, 40 or 45% in 30 minutes. The good news is, however, I have a replacement battery. Actually, my Charlotte, my wife, also has a Nexus 5, and her phone had to be replaced. She had a even Google could not figure out what happened to her phone. It just completely freaked out and died. But it, luckily, it was within the 1 year warranty that Google has on Nexus phones, and they will, you just send it in, and they send you a refurbished. It's a brand new Nexus, but refurbished. But you know, as is kind of common in a refurbished phone, the battery is older, you know, because the phone's been around for a while. So she started having battery problems several months ago before I had. My battery problems have gotten really bad in like maybe the past 6 weeks, I would say. Before then, it was it wasn't good battery, but not terrible. And then all of a sudden, about the past 6 weeks to 2 months, it's just gone off the cliff. It's horrible. But I had ordered her a replacement battery and went through the YouTube videos and everything on replacing a battery in a Nexus 5. You know, it's not a phone that's made for user replaceable batteries, but it's not difficult. You just basically, as long as you have the some sort of tool to pop the plastic back off of the phone, that's about all you need. It's not that hard. So I replaced hers. No damage, no problem. Much better battery life with hers now than it was before. And I've actually already gotten, I ordered the battery for my replacement. I ordered it like maybe 10 days ago. And I mean, these batteries are literally, they're coming from China, and you get these crazy, it'll be there sometime between August 20th and September 15th. You get these crazy, huge delivery windows. But it came at the very beginning of the window. It came in, I think, 2 days ago, like Thursday or Friday. I just haven't had a chance to put it in yet. So it's out. And my original plan was this evening to just put the, just skip running and put the battery in. But I jammed the thing onto the best charger and got a pretty good charge. So I was able to do my run. And by the time I got back from my run and cleaned up and did some little, I did some little errands around the house and did also, we looked at some of the costuming, like the add-ons, the like little
accessories.
Charlotte heard me in the background. Yes, accessories is the term I'm looking for. Some of our costuming accessories, we looked through that box or two of those and sorted them into things we wanted to take this year and things we weren't going to take. And so I got close to dinner. So I haven't actually made the battery change yet. I'll probably do that at this point. It'll probably be tomorrow. But I did want to get the podcast in tonight. So we had dinner, blah, blah, family over for a little while and such. So I wanted to get the podcast out real quick, and that's where we are at this point. So what's been the day? It's been pretty good. I've been catching up. Today wasn't a good day for it because I was doing things where I couldn't listen to podcasts a whole lot. Thursday afternoon while I was in the car, and Friday during the day while I was in the house, I think I'm about to the 8th. Today's 22nd. I'm caught up to about the 18th at this point, I think. So I'm doing my best to pull close to even in podcasting, listening, and but I'm enjoying. I'm starting to hear people talk about Dragon Con, which is good. I'm enjoying that, and I really like listening to everybody. So, this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com, KENZOID. I'm also either Kenzoid or Ken Kennedy, most places on the internet. And my email address for feedback is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, KKENNEDY. This podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 non-ported. And that's it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you later. Have a good evening. Bye.